My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or on the FM side 105.1. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it. You can use the rewind feature and more with that. Or you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. If you're watching, there's just two of us today. It's EB and JP. Cakes out sick. Jason on his vacation. Hitting the wine country in California after hitting Pebble Beach.
Nobody's heard from him. We have no idea about the travel.
I never asked another follow-up. Yeah. I texted him on Friday when one of our listeners tweeted us and said that his flight may have been delayed, and he never responded. So
yeah.
The interpretation, like Cakes' interpretation of Jason not responding. Now, I think I texted him like at 9 a.m., which is 6 a.m. out there. But his interpretation was, well, then he definitely had travel issues because he doesn't want to address it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you texted him, Valdez? No.
No. But I think I don't think he had travel issues.
You think he got there?
I think the Phoenix to Monterey flight got delayed as well because they knew that the people that were flying into Phoenix were delayed. I think it's all a little overblown.
Big to do about nothing.
Yeah. I think we wish right. He had some travel woes, but
he definitely had an hour and a half delay.
I think it was just delayed. I don't think he missed any kind of connecting flights or anything like
that. I don't even know how these listeners do it. I guess they just hear that Jason's traveling, and then they do their internet sleuthing, and they're like, oh, his first flight got delayed, and then that flight meant that he was going to miss his connector to Monterey, and apparently according to this guy, there were only three flights per week to Monterey
and you know
from Phoenix.
This show, it's easy to dupe us.
That's true.
But easy to dupe us. So I think there's some of that.
We have a long history of being duped.
All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Yes.
You know what? And I have to, I'm sorry, there's a lot of Ben Affleck news.
Of course there is.
We talked
you
about...
also have a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to do the sponsor.
No, I love my sponsor. My sponsor is unbelievable. The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com, whether you want a new or pre-owned vehicle, whatever it is. Maybe you just need to get your vehicle serviced. Hit them up, BMW Fairfax. They're the best. So we talked about Affleck and his like a makeover and his faux hawk and, he's not wearing the wedding ring anymore. The divorce is basically finalized. Just
is there
a matter
chance
of
the
them.
Faux hawk is for a role?
A role? Possible. Could be.
I saw something yesterday that I don't know if it was true or not that he was going to, because he's too small, that he was going to play Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Well, that's one of the stories that I have here. Apparently, Ben Affleck is going to play Hulk Hogan in a new movie called Killing Gawker. And it's about when Hulk sued them a few years ago, I believe, over the sex video where he banged Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
If Ben Affleck,
and they released the footage and did the whole thing.
If Ben Affleck is recreating the scene where he's Hulk Hogan banging Bubba the Love Sponge wife, that might be our Casablanca.
Haven't we already seen his hog in one of those movies?
Ben's?
Yes.
I can't remember.
I think in like one of those movies, Gone Girl maybe? I don't know. Feel like we saw Ben Affleck's junk in a movie in a shower.
I asked Kevin. Kevin McCarthy probably knows.
Let's go to Mr. Skin, right?
Go to Mr. Skin. Is Mr. Skin still a thing?
I think it is.
Is that still a thing?
I think so.
But yeah, so that Hulkster story, that's one of the all-time greats. When Hulk and Bubba the Love Sponge, you know, talented radio guy, you know, radio lifer, offered up his wife to the Hulk.
To do it like his.
So he could have his way with his wife because he was such a fan of him and he just loved wrestling and he loved Hulk.
They became like quasi friends.
They were like BFFs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would hang out and stuff and he let him bang his wife.
EB, according to this
somebody
story.
Released the video and we saw it.
In Gone Girl, there is brief nudity and Ben Affleck said, the penis is there.
You can see it. I vaguely remember it. I don't remember it being particularly impressive, right? I don't remember it being.
I think it was okay.
I don't remember the scene.
But anyway, it is an awkward thing. So what, is Ben just going to get bloated on steroids? Is that what he's going to do? He's going to do a bunch of tea?
Seems like it. Or
I mean, how else do you play the Hulk?
I don't know.
Does he resemble the Hulk at all?
No.
I mean, what about him resembles the Hulk?
I mean, Hulk has... I mean, by the way, the faux hawk doesn't even really work. I mean, he's just going to have a wig and makeup and everything.
Yeah, but you got to have like 22-inch pythons.
Maybe he has no problem gaining weight. Nobody really has a problem gaining weight.
No. It's Hollywood. I've seen people put on weight and take off weight so easy.
So here's the story that I wanted to bring up, though, because it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you've listened, but Suge Knight somehow miraculously does a podcast from prison.
I have certainly not listened to it, but I'm aware of the Suge Knight story.
So Suge Knight, I heard him. He did one with that Patrick Bet David or whatever that guy's name is.
Mm-hmm. PBD?
I've seen some of his podcasts. And I actually saw the one or listened to the one he did with Suge, and like every 15 minutes, Suge, they hang up on him, and he's got a call back. It's like a whole thing. You know, his quarter runs out or whatever, and he's got a call back. But he's got his own podcast, and he is alleging that he thinks the real reason Ben and J-Lo are divorcing is because the FBI showed Ben some videos of J-Lo doing freaky things back when she was dating Diddy 25 years ago. So when
he has no evidence, this is just a theory.
This is his theory.
Okay.
His theory is that, you know, because obviously everybody knows what was going on at Diddy's parties. They were insane. Yeah. That J-Lo.
She was basically throwing Freaknik every weekend.
Yes. And J-Lo was knee deep in it all. Remember, she helped him like hide the gun when Shine took the fall for whatever shooting happened. So she was just involved in some craziness, and his theory is they've got her on video doing all kinds of crazy sexual stuff, and just out of respect for Ben, they sent him and said, hey, just so you know, your wife is on all these videos. I don't know
why. So the FBI just wants to do Ben a solid?
Yes, that's the
theory. It's a weird theory.
I think his theory partly is because Ben is a white celebrity.
The FBI, they're always just looking out for white celebrities.
I think that's where he's coming from. I think
it's
that
pretty
was part,
terrible theory.
I think that was part
very
of
very thin.
Angle. Yeah,
I like that Suge Knight's involved.
Yes,
it's been kind of quiet on the Diddy front.
It's because he's an FBI plant. He's an FBI agent, and you know he's been.
Come on.
No, he's. I think it's pretty much everybody's said. Multiple people have said that he was an informant, not a plant. He was an informant. So he's got some level of protection.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You're not buying that he was an FBI informant? Yeah. I think I buy it.
What's he an FBI informant for?
I don't know. Clive Davis, all kinds of shenanigans going on in the music business. Just keeping the FBI appraised of things. I don't know.
Hey, I was thinking about you last night, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the music industry, I watched the Netflix documentary on Lou Pearlman and all the boy band stuff that he was doing.
You know what? I think I want to watch that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's It's amazing.
Definitely want to watch
it. I've seen the teaser, and the first guy goes, I was working it out back, and I decided to make a boy band.
Right.
Yeah, basically, he had a boy band factory in Orlando.
Yeah, and what I find amazing is that the NSYNC guys were like his second tier project, but he was keeping them hidden from the Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys, think about this, were honing their craft and like doing tours and visits in Germany. They were hot in Germany. And so while they're over there, like learning how to be a boy band and singing and learning how to do appearances, he was back in Orlando grooming another boy band.
A rival boy band.
Because I think he said Procter and Gamble have two different things of soap. He said, so I'm not going to wait for someone to go knock off my boy band. Right. I'm already going to go create Pepsi when I already have the Coke.
Right.
That was his theory.
Yeah.
And then when NSYNC got crazy, he was just like, oh, I could just do this with anybody.
Yeah. I know he was shady. What was his...
Did he have a Ponzi scheme.
Did he have any sort of music credentials?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. He had a Ponzi scheme. He had a Ponzi scheme.
Was he also sexually, like, perverted?
Was he doing
sexual stuff with the kids? Or
That was addressed. People thought he was maybe asexual. But a lot of people that were interviewed in it, including, like, different band members and bandmates, said like they never saw anything about it. It was just kind of weird.
Weird dude, but he wasn't sexually weird with them?
No, he wasn't like...
abusing them.
No, he wasn't abusing them. Maybe like he would like put their arm around them or like feel their muscle, but like he was never like sexually assaulting kids.
Yeah.
Although if you have had that many boy bands with 13, 14, 15-year-old guys, kind of raises a red flag.
Why don't you have some girl bands?
He did.
He did?
One was, I think it was Finesse.
That didn't hit.
And there was Innocence. Britney Spears was actually a part of that.
She was?
Yes. And
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
What's it called?
It's called Dirty Pop.
I got it. You know what?
It's right up your alley. All I thought about was you the entire time I was watching it.
I'm sized. I'm glad you thought about me.
You would have loved it.
I get sized. You know what? I like boy bands.
I'm
intrigued by boy bands.
He was taking these boy bands basically out to dinner, and he would have them sing in front of investors.
Right.
And then like they would get start swooning over these guys a cappella, and then write them a big check that he would just deposit into his Ponzi scheme.
Right. I told you my story when Horse Camp and
I know. I thought about that story.
Horse Camp and I, we had a drug dealer came up to us, and he liked us, and we basically sang in front of him. Yeah, and
that's what Lou was doing with all these different boy bands.
He was looking for he wanted to put together like a white boy band. He said we look like cool white boys, and
there was a period between
I just can't harmonize.
I think like 93.
I'm not good at it.
93 is kind of when they really started.
Yeah.
After New Kids on the Block, he just took that formula,
right,
and then just ran into the ground.
Yeah, I'm desperate to watch it.
You should.
By the way, I have like. Like the next 4 or 5 days, basically to myself, my girls and my wife, they're going to Zach Bryan today in Philly, even though it's going to pour on them. And then my wife is, in all likelihood, then going to go with my daughter back up to New York City to help her move, bring her stuff home. Then she's going up to Ithaca. Like, and all I got to really do is just keep an eye on my 15-year-old. She's never home anyway. She runs around with all the pool rat friends all the time.
Pool rat friends.
Yeah. You know what a pool rat is. There are kids that just hang out.
Like a beach bum.
Yeah, like a mall rat. A pool rat. They just hang out at the pool all day. And then they end up at my house at 10 p.m. when I'm trying to go to sleep. All right, so let me see what else. I got a lot of stuff here. Aerosmith. This is kind of a sad story. I guess Steven Tyler's been out for a while, and they finally just issued a statement and said, because of his damaged vocal cords, it's become obvious that a, quote, full recovery from his vocal injury is not possible, and they've retired from touring. So they don't even get the farewell tour. Dunsky. That's it. You'll never see Steven Tyler, in all likelihood, perform again.
Wild.
He's close to 80, isn't he?
He's an old dude. And there's some crazy...
76.
There's some crazy allegations with him and dating younger, you know, girls when he was first coming up. I have no idea if any of that's true, but he's definitely a superstar talent. An eccentric guy for sure.
larynx fracture.
Right. So pour some out for Aerosmith. It will no longer be touring.
I will have never seen them in concert.
Aerosmith?
Amongst many acts.
Most acts you haven't seen. I would think that's safe to say.
I haven't seen U2. I mean, some of the biggest sillies.
Brooke Shields. She's still got a career, right? Is she like
She was on a Netflix movie. It was a horrible movie that my wife and I watched.
She still acts.
It was a
though,
rom-com,
right?
Yeah.
I think she's still kind of somewhat mildly relative, like gets gigs.
It's yeah,
like,
she's still working.
She's still working.
It was I'm telling you, it was on Netflix where maybe it wasn't even on Netflix. Maybe it was on Nubs Hulu or Amazon, and we gave it a shot. I don't think we even finished it. Terrible rom-com.
Apparently, though, she's raising money, selling some of her stuff, and she's selling her old Calvin Klein's. People are estimating her old jeans. Remember, she was a big model for Calvin Klein. $50,000.
I would have guessed more than that, because Princess Leia's bathing suit went for like $250,000.
Unbelievable. $50,000. I'll put some of my old jeans up. What do you think I can get? A couple hundred?
Your jeans probably aren't going to get anything, but maybe your turkey bowl jersey.
I have two HFS EB jerseys.
I gave those to Goodwill a long time ago.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you threw away money.
You literally threw away money. You know, you guys are making...
Actually, I think I gave them away as like my first book.
Yeah.
As like we did a drawing or something like that. So a listener probably has it.
I almost took a picture with a guy at the beach because he was wearing a LeBron James like Dream Team jersey. And I think I was wearing Juan Dixon's Maryland jersey. I wanted to take a picture because everyone makes fun of me for wearing jerseys. And yeah. I feel like we're the same guy.
All right, brothers in arms.
We're brothers in arms.
Did you see a lot? Like, by the way, what I noticed in the Bahamas, I don't know if this is like this in the Outer Banks. I was in Outer Banks in June. I didn't notice as much. But Bahamas, cheek city.
Oh,
so many cheeks are out.
Dude, my own kids. I'm constantly telling my daughter, your ass is hanging out.
I mean,
what are you doing?
The bathing suits nowadays.
Oh, my God. My 21-year-old daughter was literally wearing a postage stamp on her butt. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's something I could do. And then everywhere, kids. I guess it's considered a thong. I mean, they're not like a thong, like
not,
a string,
right. Not
thong,
like a G-string.
But it's no. Like a postage stamp.
It's going up the butt.
There's so much cheeks.
It's an advancement
now.
In bikini technology because it can lift the butt. It's not like an old school thong from 20 years ago.
Oh, it's like a triangle.
And though. It's a little
some
bit
sort of
more
weird,
material.
Yeah.
But it accentuates the cheeks.
Mild, I mean, barely covering crack.
Bahamas and the Atlantis is a place for families, mostly. Yeah. You know, there's some singles, but it's mostly families. So many cheeks out there.
Just and the disturbing thing I've is... I've never seen more people.
The disturbing thing is when you see the cheeks from women who should not be showing off the cheeks.
Well, I think
and you see a lot of that.
What I think is disturbing is, honestly, like the 13, 14, 15, like really yeah. young kids yeah. showing the cheeks. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's crazy. And I'm guilty. My kids are guilty. They're out there flaunting their butts everywhere.
Hey, why don't you say...
Put my foot down?
No, you say, like, if you're going to a pool with your friends, that's fine, but daddy's around. Why don't you cover up a little bit?
They don't care. They don't care at all.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
They roll them around the waist.
Yeah.
It's like they're not even wearing shorts. I mean... It's unbelievable.
Gotta
what kids
show
wear.
People the cheeks.
The cheeks. I mean, Brett called this years ago. I mean, I don't even. It's beyond underbutt.
No, it's way beyond.
It's way beyond underbutt. It's
full
crazy.
Butt.
Yeah, it's full butt. Full
so
cheeks.
Even in the Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. Everyone's ass is hanging out. And I couldn't, but like for the Outer Banks, I was stunned at the amount of people there. Stunned. It used to be like, I would say moderately crowded. Like, you know, people, you could do people watching, people having a good time. Now it's like sardines.
Oh, it's like Ocean City.
Ish. Kind.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And like people are putting their tents right next to yours. It's very irritating. Or then you got yours, you know, your Beachmaster's guy hooking you up, and then all of a sudden some family saunters in at 3 p.m.
and it's right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
Tilting. Most tilting thing about the beach.
It's so tilting. You're just going to obstruct my silly view. My guy came out at 5:30 in the morning and hooked me with.
You might have to go to Kia with cakes because he'll be 100 yards away from the beach with nobody in front of him.
Nobody there. The Outer Banks used to be like, I'm not saying hidden by any stretch, but it was just like a moderate.
Not overly crowded.
Not overly crowded by any stretch.
Might have just been the week that you went. I don't know.
It was the busiest I've ever seen it.
Now, we didn't go to the beach that often. We tend to like frequent the pool. It's a couple blocks to go to the beach. It's just a big pain in the neck to cross the street and go to the beach. And we're in Kill Devil Hills. Wasn't that crowded?
Ours was pretty crowded. And I didn't venture in the water that often.
And then when I visited Stumper, that was in Duck or Crawler. It wasn't that crowded. I think you had a tough week.
I had a tough week. I also had a tough time peeing in the ocean because it was a hike to get back to where there was a bathroom. So I had to do the old walk of shame.
Drop the shorts.
Drop the shorts.
No, but pretend to pretend
to be in the water.
Right.
And I'm just struggling. My unit doesn't like to do that.
Oh, I get stage fright.
I get stage fright. Can't do it.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. On the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!